USA Today, The New York Times, and U.S. News and World Report, just a few of the newspapers around the world that have headlines about Utah's new liquor law that lowers the blood alcohol content of drivers to 0.05 from 0.08. Hans Fuege, who has owned Park City's Grub Steak for 25 years, says it's unwelcome publicity.
I think all of us in the tourism industry just never are particularly crazy about creating those kind of headlines because we know we have quirky liquor laws. And we just don't need to add to that.
Utah's the first nation to go below 0.08, just like it was the first one to lower it to that level in 1983. Sarah Longwell is the managing director of the American Beverage Institute. She says Herbert's decision is a big deal.
This is an attack on the tourism industry and its customers and the hospitality industry. It's really disappointing. This is going to become a national conversation about Utah and its laws around alcohol.
Governor Herbert said he will sign House Bill 155, but it needs improvement, so he's going to call a special session of the legislature this summer to hammer out a more comprehensive plan for Utah's liquor laws.
Our plan is to stay and argue this thing. We think this decision was made, you know, it passed very quickly through the legislature without a lot of consideration, without a lot of public comment. And one of the things we know is that the comments to the governor were running 10-1 against. And so, for some reason, neither science nor public opinion prevailed in this instance.
But Herbert and the bill's sponsor, Republican Norm Thurston of Provo, said there is science behind a 0.05 limit because that's when the Centers for Disease Control says a driver is impaired. Longwell says it's a faulty argument.
You are absolutely not drunk at 0.05. You are more impaired talking on a hands-free cell phone than you are at the 0.08 legal limit. That doesn't mean that you're impaired to any degree that is at all dangerous. And that's why you hear Mothers Against Drunk Driving founder saying that this is a bad idea, because this is an assault on moderate, responsible social drinking.
Herbert responded to critics who said Utah's Mormon culture is behind his decision. He said it wasn't about religion, but about public safety. Longwell argues that if you really want to save lives, you need to target what she calls the real problem.
Over 77% of alcohol-related fatalities in Utah occur at 0.15 or above. That's three times this limit. That's, you know, an extremely intoxicated person. Those are the people we need to target. This is a real missed opportunity to go after those people.
Governor Herbert said 85% of the world has a 0.05 DUI limit, but Longwell says there's a big difference between other countries and the U.S.
That is because they allow teenagers to drink in those countries. So if the governor is interested in having a conversation about lowering the drinking age, which I'm sure he's not, that's the only thing that puts us in the same league with Europe. The United States has among the highest minimum drinking age in the world. We're one of 11 countries, including Iraq and Oman, who have drinking ages at 21.
Herbert says there's no data to support the claim that the new law will hurt tourism. Hans Fuege, who's on the Liquor Task Force for the Utah Restaurant Association, isn't convinced.
We are a tourist town. We are a ski area town, and we like to make sure that our guests have a good time, but not in an excessive way. But if that's something that you're concerned about and you make your decision about where you're going to spend your next ski or summer vacation, maybe I'd rather go to Aspen or Sun Valley because I can have two glasses of wine and not get in trouble versus Park City happens to be in Utah.
The bill calls for Utah's new threshold to take effect on December 30th, 2018, just before New Year's Eve. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.